This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, one of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that gives us great hope in His mercy is that when we cannot do something, He actually allows us to either not to do it or to do it in a smaller way. For example, if you're on a journey, there is a certain type of prayer that you would fulfill rather than the complete number of units. You would cut down the number of units or raka'at for most of the prayers. So, for example, the prayer that has 4 units would actually be discounted and it would become a prayer of 2 units, subhanAllah, because of the journey, because of the difficulty and the hardship. The same applies if a person were sick or ill and they were unable to pray standing, they may do so sitting. And if they cannot do so sitting, they may do so lying down. Imagine if this was not the case, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow that. The same would apply, for example, to those who are fasting, if you are unable to fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Those who are ill or on a journey can make up the fast they've missed because of the illness or the journey later on other days. Now, imagine if that was not permissible and if it was just the rule that you have to do it and there's no way out or you would be punished. So Allah has given us a lot of hope and He allows us this leeway whenever we need it. This is something amazing. Similarly, when it comes to the battlefield, prayer is something you have to fulfill. So if you cannot do it standing, you do it sitting. If you cannot do it in this way, you can do it the other way. You need to learn about it, but you don't miss your prayer. Sometimes if you're on a conveyance and you happen to be flying, for example, you happen to be on this vehicle, for example, and there is no way that you can actually stop in order to fulfill that prayer, then you may do so on that conveyance. You may fulfill your prayers on the aircraft. So this is something also a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there is a certain element of flexibility. That gives me a lot of hope because I know I can fulfill it. If I cannot use water, for example, I'm allowed to do tayammum, which means I can actually use dust just to wipe over certain parts of my body. And that's it. I'm considered pure enough to be able to pray, to be able to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, considering myself pure, even though there was no water. Or if you're ill and you cannot use the water due to your illness, no problem, you don't need to use the water. You can actually do the tayammum because of sickness, even though the water is available. So these are rules and regulations that show and depict the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During war, as I just said, the prayer is not waived, but there is a different type of a prayer because you might have an enemy coming from a certain direction. You might be fearing that the enemy is going to come from another direction. If everyone is going to be praying at the same time, imagine we're all in prostration and the enemy is waiting for that because the enemy would want to swipe at us at that particular time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the gift of what is known as Salatul Khawf, the prayer when you're actually in fear. Fear of the enemy attacking you and so on. And in verse number 101 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually teaches us the detail of that type of prayer known as Salatul Khawf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how you should stand. A group should go to prostrate while the other is standing. And then when they come up, this group should go to prostrate so that the enemy knows that these people are not oblivious. They're actually watching. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us from the pillars of Islam how He allows compromise when it is needed or necessary. Now, something that also comes to my mind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to make use of these discounts that he has given us. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن تُؤْتَ رُخَصَهُ. Allah loves it when you make use of the facility that he has given you. Subhanallah. When Allah has made things easy, make use of it and thank him. So at times we may even join our prayers. And subhanAllah, the type of joining differs depending on the prayer it is and the school of thought that is followed. But there is, in principle, an agreement that you may join your prayers under certain circumstances. In fact, some of the scholars go as far as saying, even if the weather conditions are not favorable, you may join some of your prayers, bring them together. So you couldn't make them all together for a valid reason that is considered valid in Islam. Therefore, you join the prayers. I remember visiting one of the Middle Eastern countries and it was raining and they fulfilled Salatul Dhuhr and immediately after that Salatul Asr. And I was thinking to myself, but we have umbrellas, we have facility, we have vehicles, we could come back to the masjid. So I spoke to the Imam and I told him, yes, it is perhaps raining, but it's not that bad. He reminded me, we are fulfilling a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Immediately I remained silent and I said, subhanallah, it reminded me of إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن تُؤْتَ رُخَصَهُ. Allah loves it when you make use of some of these facilities that he has given. Obviously, it's important for you to learn from the scholars around you what the exact rulings are. And some of the schools of thought have a slight difference of opinion in some of these things. It's good to know that. But the point I'm raising is here, that of hope. Allah grants us the hope. And in fact, if you're ill, Allah gives you time to heal as well. If you're on a journey, Allah gives you that hope. Allah gives you, you know, that extra rope to tell you, no problem, you can make use of this. That's the gift of Allah. So it's important for us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the discounts in our acts of worship at certain times. Amazing, amazing gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in verse number 128 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah repeats the issue of the importance of trying to resolve the matters. Trying to resolve the matters between husband and wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Allah loves it when you actually resolve matters, because resolving matters is better. And if something is better, it is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have marital discord, dispute, try to resolve the matter. Look at your spouse as a human, as someone's child, as a person. Respect them. Understand they are only human just like you are. They may falter, they may do things that you may not like. But Allah says sometimes you don't like certain things. And you know what? Allah keeps a lot of goodness in some of those things. That's also in Surah Ala Imran. Similarly, a verse of great hope for those who are divorced is as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again in Surah Ala Imran, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا. If the two of you actually separate, if you actually end up in divorce after having tried everything, Allah says, Allah will provide for both parties from His favor, from His virtue. Allah will give both parties. It's not like, that's it, I'm divorced, no one's going to marry me. Who knows? Someone much better would be interested in marrying you. You need to make an effort and have hope. Continue not only to pray, but to try. And don't give up. It doesn't mean your life has come to an end because you went through divorce once, twice, thrice, four times, whatever it may be. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, let's remember, when Allah promises that if you've tried your best to make things work and it really didn't work and you felt you were going to trample on each other's rights and you weren't going to be fair to each other and you ended up divorcing in the name of Allah with goodness. Divorcing with goodness means your tongues were clean, you didn't backbite and slander, you didn't speak ill of your spouse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. Allah will grant each one of them that independence and bless them with not only spouses but with sustenance as well. So take it in your stride, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah for guidance, and remember that Allah Almighty is watching and Allah knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees your heart and feels your pain. meaning he knows what pain you're going through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hope. That is Allah telling you, don't worry, don't despair. You will have a better spouse very, very soon. Continue trying, and inshallah, a day will come when the doors will open so wide that you'll be smiling, forgetting the pain of the past. Ameen. May Allah bless every one of us. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Wa nunazzilu min al-Qur'ani ma huwa shifaa'un wa rahmatun lil mu'minin.